Good Sunday morning, Unity. Today we're going to talk about something that's one of my favorite things to talk about, how to change our lives. If you read the reader board outside, I've entitled it, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. It really is nothing more than stating the third principle of Unity. You create your experiences by what you choose to think, what you choose to feel, and what you choose to believe. We say it every Sunday morning. But how many of us really believe it? There's the word. I'm standing here this morning to share with you, regardless of whether you believe it, it's true. It's true because the Unity's third principle is the spiritual laws of cause and effect, the law of belief, the law of creation, and the law of responsibility. That's why it's true. Most of us think that stuff happens to us. It doesn't happen to us, it happens from us. And when Angie called me to ask me what the title was this week, I gave it to her. I told her that there was also a subtitle. And here's the subtitle. The subtitle is, Christ is not about the loss of power, and Christ lives in you. If you get anything from today's message, this is what I want you to take home with you. Your thoughts are the most powerful force in this universe. Your thoughts create everything you see and feel and experience. For under the law of cause and effect, your thoughts are the cause. And every cause has an effect. So every thought creates a feeling. Every thought and feeling creates a belief. That's how beliefs are created. If it's a new thought that you've never entertained before, you will create a new belief. But if it's a thought or a series of thoughts, then you are strengthening a belief. And it's from the beliefs that leads into the law of creation. For you will see under the law of creation what you believe to be true about yourself, about others, and the world. If you don't believe it, you can't see it. But that takes us also into the law of responsibility. We are responsible for everything we see. We are responsible for every feeling that we have. We are responsible for everything that we think seems to happen to us, because we asked for it and we received as asked. As Jesus told us, ask and ye shall receive. He put a period behind it. He didn't put a comma. He didn't give us any qualifiers. He just made the statement, ask and ye shall believe. Every thought that you have is a prayer. Every thought is an asking. And here's what I want to tell you. Here's the simplicity of it. Every thought comes from the higher realms or the lower realms. Those of the higher, those thoughts that come into our minds that are of love, peace, and joy, creates the belief that we are loved, that we are love, and that we are loving, and we will therefore create experiences of love, peace, and joy. Those thoughts that percolate up from the lower realms what some people call the ego mind, can only create conflict because there are already thoughts of conflict. I had a conversation this week with someone, and I love this person dearly. Every once in a while, like me, we can get, you know, stuck in the, what I call the pity pot thoughts. Poor me. Let me tell you what happened to me. Let me share with you. You just won't believe it. And I was like, bet me. And then this person got upset with me because I just put my hand up and said, no, let's change our thoughts. I will help you change your thoughts. We'll change them together. And then this person said, you're not very compassionate. I said, maybe. But I'm not codependent either. And we got to laughing. And I said to this person, if I come down to where you are, I haven't served you a purpose. I'm hurting me and you. But if I hold my hand out in true compassion and ask that you join me, then I'm helping both of us raise the energy of our consciousness to the higher realms, to the thoughts that create peace, love, and joy. Your thoughts are powerful. Here's the thing that upsets most people. I promise when I step down, I'm not going to kill myself. Your thoughts are powerful. Your thoughts determine at every level what you will see. Every level. They determine what your tomorrows will be. The very thoughts that you're having this moment determines what you will see the next moment and the moment after that. You also have the power of change. That is a power given to us by our Creator, that if we don't like something, change the thought about it. Then you can change the experience. But how many times do people come up to me and complain? I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. Start with your thoughts. Start with the thoughts that got you there in with. Start thinking something different. Even if it's a simple affirmation, I am love. I am loved. I am loving. Because here is something that most people don't realize that's within the spiritual laws. A lot of times people will have a thought, it doesn't matter. It won't hurt me. I'm standing here to tell you, in the spiritual laws, in the law of responsibility, there are no, are none. Every thought creates a feeling which adds to the belief. See that belief. You will experience it. But you, brothers and sisters, you, every one of you here has the power of Christ within you to change it. Many of you here today know the definition of what a miracle is. The definition of a miracle is nothing but a change in perception. How do you get a change in perception? You get it by changing the thoughts of what you're creating. because your experience will change. You will see it different. Your perception has changed. That's a miracle. That is the miracle of the Christ within. We're not alone in this. We never have been. And I'm here to share with you this morning the power, the absolute power of the Christ within you. But you have to accept it. You have to believe it. More than anything, you have to desire to change your life or an area in your life that you would like to see something different. I'm not standing here telling you it's easy, because most of us are very attached to the stories of our past. And the stories of our past is a belief. And then we wonder why the future never changes. Well, it never changes because we believe what we're telling ourselves up here. Under the laws given to us by God, it can't change until you change it. You have the power to either be as miserable as you choose or as happy and peaceful as you choose. I'm going to share a little story really quickly. What happened? 2 weeks ago, I had to call Julie to come sit with me like I was an infant tonight. The landlords who own my building have put it up for sale. And the real estate agent had asked if she could bring a few clients by to see my place. The few clients turned out to be 177. 3 hour period. And this blind man couldn't even get around his house. And they began moving all of my furniture. They began going through my drawers of my furniture. They began doing a whole lot of stuff. I stood up. Julie was like, "Where are you going?" I said, "To take care of something." And I'm saying to myself, "Okay, Jesus, we can handle this. I can stay in peace choosing the thoughts about these people." They were in my bedroom going through my drawers. Actually in my bed, throwing clothes out of the drawers. I could hear it. To make matters worse, the real estate agent was standing there to do it. So I said, as politely as possible, "Please stop." Never did stop. They continued. So I said, "Jesus, they didn't hear me. How can I say this? Hear me." So I asked them as politely as possible, with maybe a little harsher tone, "This is my room. Would you please get out of my drawers?" They didn't listen. Like, "Jesus, there's a lesson here for me to learn if I'm willing to learn it." And here's what I heard. Speak to them in their language. I said, "Oh, no. Do I have to take responsibility? This is your creation. Do it lovingly." So I lovingly used several four-letter words, almost coming out harsh and angrily. Julie heard me and comes running to make sure I'm okay. And I stood there, and I was amazed. They stopped, and they left my room. I'm like, what did I learn? We do have to speak to people in the language that they understand, or we'll never be heard. But it doesn't mean that we have to do it in anger, in true anger. We can do it with love. Because immediately, I blessed each one of them. A good way, not blessed out, but a blessed good. And knew that, if I am going to speak of this stuff, I have to practice it. This was my creation. I could not blame them or the real estate agent. My creation. What did I do to create it? What thoughts did I entertain? But better yet, what thoughts could I entertain to change it? And you know what happened? That fast, it changed for me. I'm not saying that 177 people in a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment was easy. But I got through it, and I can laugh about it. I can laugh about it with you. Why? Because I have the power of Christ within me just as you do. I'm not special. What I want you to see is that you have that same power within you. And if I could use this as a wand and poof every one of you to make you believe it, I would. But I can't. You have to believe it yourself. You have to believe the power that you have. And that power can truly only be used in love. Because if you use it in conflict, the power is turned on you. So I will leave you with this. Think love. Feel love. Believe love. And you will create love. You will have experiences where you will see the face of Christ in the one that stands in front of you. You will see and feel the presence of God in all that is around you. But you have to be agreeable to it. You have to believe it. It's your belief. Leave you lastly with this. Scripture says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, I just gave it to you. Thoughts and feelings are how you think with your heart. And so you will be. Take that. Change whatever it is. You are powerful because you are a creation of the most powerful God, our Father. Be happy. There's no need ever to be miserable. And as you actually begin to do it, you will be reflecting the face of Christ within you for all of the world to see. That's how we live the Christ that's within us. Sorry about that, y'all. Thought there would be a song in between me speaking and the meditation. So right now, I ask that you join me as we just simply descend into the quiet love that is found within our hearts. We approach it with absolute thanksgiving that we are the creators of our life. We approach the altar, that holy place within us, and bow in reverence to the Christ within. We bring our consciousness back into this space. We do so with joy, love, because we know that Christ is with us.
Am I on? Can you hear me? Oh, I couldn't hear myself for some reason. It's okay.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Injury pardon, where there is doubt faith, where there is despair hope, where there is darkness light, where there is sadness joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it's in giving in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it's in dying that we are born to eternal life.